CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 14th of August 2022. Main news headlines: new RADCOM team announced, Jamaican amateurs mark 60 years of independence, Jacques ON4AVJ silent key. Earlier in the year, the RSGB announced that RADCOM managing editor Elaine Richards, G4LFM, was planning to retire after leading the RADCOM team for 14 years. Very soon after that announcement, we had come to terms with the sad and sudden news that RADCOM technical editor Giles Reed, G1MFG, had passed away. RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, has now announced the appointment of the new RADCOM team that will continue to deliver and develop a RADCOM suite of publications that supports the future of amateur radio. Ed O'Neill, M0TZX, will take on the role of managing editor, and Matt Smith, M0VWS, has joined the team as technical editor. Ed and Matt are working very closely with Elaine and the rest of the team to ensure a smooth handover in the coming months. You can read the full press release on the main page at rsgb.org. Amateur radio stations from Jamaica may use the 6Y60 prefix to mark the 60th anniversary since the colony of Jamaica gained independence from the UK. For example, 6Y5WE will become 6Y60WE. Sad news next. The IARU has announced that Jacques ON4AVJ has become silent key. He held many roles within the Belgian National Society, UBA, and was part of the IARU Region 1 VHF Committee. He received honours from both the UBA and the IARU for his works on VHF and higher frequencies. Our thoughts with his family and friends within the wider amateur radio community at this difficult time. This year is the 25th anniversary of the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend that will take place next weekend, the 20th and 21st of August. The event runs for 48 hours, and as this new script was being prepared, there were 325 stations registered for this year from Argentina to Malta and the Netherlands to Wales. Some are stations that have operated many times before, others like TM59LH are taking part for the first time. This station will operate from the Sandetti light vessel in Dunkirk Harbour. Earlier this year, the IARU Region 1 invited amateurs to come up with an idea that would lead to more licensed radio amateurs. They've now announced the results. Joint first place was awarded to Nesta, 5B4AHZ, and Christian, HB9FEU. Nesta's idea is that the ham radio escape room, that is a radio-based escape room with amateur radio themes and played with teams communicating via radio. Christian's idea was a public database of fun projects for innovation where those with little or no experience and equipment could still take part. Read the full story at iaru-r1.org, where you can find out more about these projects and the other winners. Now for details of rallies and events, please send your rally and event news as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We'll publicise your event in RADCOM on GB2RS and online. Today the 14th, the Flight Refueling ARS Hamfest takes place at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset, BH21 3DA. Talk-in will be 145.550 MHz. Gates open between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. with entry costing £4. There'll be trade stands as well as indoor and field pitches. Lectures will take place during the event. No dogs except guide dogs are allowed, as this is the landowner's condition. More from Tony, G3PFM, on 07743 475018. Next Sunday, the 21st of August, the Rugby ATS Radio Rally will take place at Princethorpe College, Princethorpe Rugby, CV239PY, doors open 10 a.m. car boot sale area, more at rugbyats.co.uk. Also, next Sunday the 21st, the Red Rose Rally will be held at St Joseph's Hall, Lee, WN72PJ, organised by West Manchester Radio Club, where there'll be free parking, a cafe, as well as trade individual and club stands. There'll also be a bring and buy. More details at wmrc.co.uk. AP75PAK is the special call sign for Pakistan ARS to celebrate its 75th anniversary since Pakistan achieved independence. Additionally, individual Pakistani amateur radio operators can use AP75 prefix throughout August. TM3GGR will be operating between the 20th of August and the 4th of September. It's to mark the start of the third Golden Globe race, which is non-stop round-the-world sailing trip, without assistance, without a modern navigation system. Activity will be on all bands and modes, QSL via F6KUF, via the Bureau or direct F5OEV. Dale EI7HDB will be setting up a station at the Point of Air Lighthouse at the northeastern end of the Isle of Man. From the 14th of August, he'll be active on most bands as MD/EI7HDB. Between the 14th and 19th of August, operating holiday style, the Isle of Man ARS will be involved in the operation of GT3FLH next weekend for the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. DX News Giovanni IZ2DPX will be holiday style as 8Q7AG from the Maldives ASO13 until the 20th of August. He operates SSB and digital on the HF bands and 6 metres, QSL direct to IK2DUW. Esteban EA5Q will also be active from the Maldives as 8Q7QE from the 14th to the 24th of August. He is operating almost exclusively CW, QSL via Logbook of the World, or via his home call sign, either direct or via the Bureau. A German team will be active as TM0BSM from the lighthouse at Berck-sur-Mer in France between the 17th and 22nd of August. They'll operate CW, SSB and digital on 10 to 80 metre bands, plus the QO100 satellite, QSL via DK5OPA. MASA JA0RQV is expected to be active again as A35JP from Tonga, OC04049 from the 20th of August to the 24th of September. In his spare time, he'll operate CWSSBFT8 on the 6 to 80 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or via the Bureau to JA0RQV. Contest news: the WAEDXCW contest runs for 48 hours this weekend, ending at 23:59 UTC today, the 14th, using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands where contests are permitted. The exchange of the signal report and serial number. Note that EU stations work non-EU stations only. Today, Sunday the 14th, the 5th 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday is the 70 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The geomagnetic disturbance we predicted last week, they write, due to an Earth-facing coronal hole and its associated high-speed solar wind, occurred in the early hours of Monday the 8th. This pushed the KP index to 6 and sparked a visible aurora that was visible indeed from parts of the UK. It also impacted the maximum usable frequency on Monday, according to the Fairford Ionosonde, with it struggling to get much above 18 megs over a 3,000-kilometre path until the early evening. The KP index remained mainly at 4 on Tuesday, before tailing off gradually to reach 2 on Thursday. Meanwhile, the solar flux index has been slow declining from 116 on Sunday to 108 on Thursday. Sporadic E has been bringing short skip on 14 megs, with paths such as UK to Ireland and Scotland being workable at times. The best EX has probably been on 21 megs, where the Far East has been putting in an appearance, mainly on FT8. At 28 megahertz, sporadic E has been just that, sporadic, with some days providing great short skip to parts of Europe, and others just the sound of noise on 10 meters. Next week, NOAA predicts similar conditions with the SFI in the range of 104 to 108. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 17th, 18th and 19th, when the KP index could rise to 5. Now for VHF and up. The weather will show a more unsettled side from this weekend. The exceptionally widespread tropo conditions of last week are likely to decay as pressure falls, and by the start of the coming week, it's a slack region of low pressure over us. This will introduce some mainly shower outbreaks of rain, but in true summer style, they could be heavy and perhaps thundery in places. This raises the prospect for rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. As usual, you'll need to access one of the many online radar displays to track their movement. Recent solar conditions have varied, but some occasional aurora alerts have maintained an interest for auroral propagation. Keep a check on the KP index to see if it goes above 5 or 6, and then look at the clusters and chat rooms for activity pointers. Sporadic E is still about on some days, and well worth your attention for tracking down those missing grid squares. Although we are nearer the end than the start of the ease season, it can occur until about the end of the first week in September, so plenty of time left. In the coming week, the location of the jet stream activity, often a good guide, suggests that paths may move away from Scandinavia and Eastern Europe and favour Spain and the central Mediterranean. As we slide gently away from the broad peak of the Perseid meteor shower, it's still worth checking meteor scatter propagation during the coming week. Moon declination goes positive again on Monday, producing lengthy moon windows. EME is for early birds this week, with moon zenith at the early hours. Path losses will fall all week, and 144 meg sky noise is low, not reaching 500 Kelvin until next Sunday. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week.